You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Apparently not everyone was shopping over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Texas Health Commissioner apparently used the occasion to issue a formal legal threat to the Dallas branch of the International Rescue Committee, a group that helps refugees resettle in Texas and elsewhere, which has said it supports accepting Syrian refugees. The letter says that the state will terminate agreements and may take other legal action if that group accepts Syrian refugees for resettlement in Texas. Brian Rosenthal appears to have broken this story for the Houston Chronicle. Good to see you again, Brian.
You too. Thanks for having me.
This is not a threat from the governor per se, although it certainly would seem to be an escalation of Governor Abbott's vow not to allow Syrian refugees in Texas. That's true. Huh? You're nodding your head here. Is this what the governor believes he can actually accomplish, given the limitations on his power, the federalism limitations and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I think it's pretty clear that the governor and the health commission are, to borrow a phrase from what Abbott hopes that the refugee organizations would do with him, they're closely coordinating on how they're responding to this issue. And I actually spoke with the governor's office yesterday, and they said they were well aware of the letter and fully support the actions in it that are outlined in it, which are the potential to cut off funding for groups, as well as the potential to sue any group, any refugee resettlement group that accepts a Syrian refugee in Texas.
So you help a Syrian refugee get resettled in Texas, we'll sue you for what? What sort of legal action could they take?
Well, Greg Abbott specifically is very good at coming up with lawsuits. He's very proud of it.
I've heard that, yes.
In his time as Attorney General, former state Supreme Court justice. But to seriously answer your question, these refugee resettlement groups receive money from various government entities.
Right.
And provide a whole range of services in addition to just refugee resettlement. They certainly could face the risk of having to forfeit that money and maybe even shut down.
Yeah, this is just one group we should note, but there are several groups that operate in Texas, many of them religiously affiliated, right?
That's right. The Catholic bishops for sure came out just actually right before the Thanksgiving holiday and said that they support Syrian refugees. And there are lots of other faith-based resettlement groups that have kind of indicated that they also feel the same way. My understanding is this type of letter, which is essentially a lawsuit threat, is going to go to any refugee resettlement group in the state that takes that public position.
It seems like this should raise some really serious concerns for people currently receiving assistance from these groups, no?
That's exactly right. With the refugee resettlement groups, they don't just accept the refugees in. They then provide a whole range of services for the people that are already here. And the worry now is if those groups were to have to shut down even temporarily as part of a legal fight, it would be a question as to what would happen with for those services.
It would leave a lot of people stranded, it would seem.
It could.
That's to say nothing of the fact that we're talking about the agency that's making, the department that's making these threats, Texas Health and Human Services Commission. They have a lot of very tightly knit contracts with government, other service providers. If they begin to wage war against some of these refugee commissions, that could start a whole cascading effect in terms of where money goes and stops and doesn't come, whether or not Texas can continue to receive funds from the federal government to begin with.
Well, sure. I mean, you could argue that war has been going on for the war between the Texas Health Commission and the federal government has been going on for
sure
a long time. The Planned Parenthood case certainly comes to mind, even the refusal to expand Medicaid. There are clearly policy differences between state government and federal government, and the health commission is where a lot of those differences kind of are hammered out.
We're almost out of time, but ultimately, is this about politics, or is this something that could actually wind up in court?
It is certainly possible that it could wind up in court. The legal experts that we talk to think that the federal government is in the right, but a lot of experts thought that way for the immigration executive action case, mm-hmm. and that case, so far, Abbott has been successful in. So We'll see what happens.
Brian Rosenthal writes about this story in the Houston Chronicle, Texas, to refugee groups. If you let in a Syrian, we might sue you. Thanks very much for coming in, Brian. We appreciate it.
Thank you.